You're listening to myspiritradio.com. Join the community, get involved, and share the wisdom. The Amanda Hart Show, in association with New Level Fitness. Energize your body, empower the soul, and awaken the mind. Call 079-200-4758 or visit www.newlevelfitness.com and start changing your world from within. Soul Searching with Amanda Hart.
Hi, and welcome back to the last part of our show today with Dr. Susan Anthony. And she's been talking to us about the projects that she's involved in this year. And I just wanted to ask at this point all about another project she's involved in America. Now, you're going to speak at a huge conference in the USA in the autumn called the Learning Annex, which is to promote the Project Earth Alchemy event. Now, amongst the list of speakers includes Deepak Chopra, James Redfield, Anthony Robbins, Marianne Williamson, just to name but a few. These are incredible leading lights in their work. What is the idea behind this event, and what is this aiming to achieve globally?
Well, to be honest, Amanda, the name really tells the story. It's a massive expo in the USA. It's the biggest conference of its kind in the world. It's a real privilege and an honor to be invited to speak there. It was quite a surprise, too. It's a forum where people actually come to learn about all kinds of things, from spirituality to, well, business, politics, media, film, fashion, sport, books, music, anything really. But it's massive, and hopefully one day Project Earth Alchemy will reach the same kind of audiences. Let's hold that vision.
Absolutely. Now, as a child, you dreamt of being special and of making a difference. And you dreamt of being a doctor and helping people and making them well. Do you think many of us realise our life path from an early age, but due to circumstances, quash these through fear? And do you feel perhaps the more knowledge people attain through conferences and events such as those that you're involved in, then perhaps more of us could make life-changing decisions for ourselves personally and for a better world?
Thanks, Amanda. Another great question. Without doubt, the Transformation Project Earth Alchemy, the Learning Annex event in Los Angeles later this year, all assist and inspire people to understand that there's a better way. And to quote Oprah, when we know better, we do better. I'm fond of saying insights lead to awareness. Awareness creates transformation. And when each one of us transforms ourselves, our world becomes a better place. That's how energy works. Our external reality reflects our inner state, and this is what Buddhists call polishing the mirror. They encourage students to clean and make beautiful their external surroundings, not just for self, but for others. And because such beauty, minimalism, and cleanliness encourages those qualities or states within, yes.
Now, you highlight quite clearly that our deepest fear is not that we're inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure, and it's our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us and others. Can you explain what you mean by this, Susie?
Well, I'll give you an example. If I walk into a room and say to a crowd of people that I've just done something awful, stupid, terrible, made a big mistake, then I've got everyone's attention and sympathy, and people will offer to help me, buy me a drink, buy me dinner, do all kinds of things to console me and feel protective. But if I walk into the same room with the same people and say, hi, I've just written the most incredible, spellbinding, best-selling, informative book on spirituality. I've created and presented to the world the best life-changing event to create peace on earth. Daily, I'm capable of the most amazing healings for others, where cancerous, inoperable brain tumors simply disappear, as well as AIDS, lupus, and other incurable diseases. If I tell them that I'm making the most incredible, amazing difference to life on this planet because I'm powerful, loving, courageous, incredible, people will be appalled and repulsed by this power, and they'll judge me to be bragging and boasting. Yet if I can do all of these things, and Amanda, I can, and so can you, and so can anyone if they learn how, well, how does it serve our world if we hide this light under a bushel so that others who are less evolved and less powerful feel comfortable? Well, it doesn't, and this has to change.
Now, you say that you agree with the Dalai Lama when he states that in order to create peace on Earth, we must first create peace in our own hearts. Does this really exist potentially, do you think, Susie, within us all? And if so, what potential do you think we could achieve to creating a better world?
Well, I'd have to think that this really exists and is possible, because my work is based really on this premise and centered around that one core belief that we must first create peace in our own hearts. And to emphasize this, Al Gore in his movie says governments and big corporations will do nothing to save our environment. You only have to look at the 1992 Rio affidavit info on my website to know this is true. And Gore suggests, like me, that change will only come within us as each one of us, one by one, one person at a time, changes and chooses to create healing and peace on Earth by first of all creating that within. And my teachings show people how.
Now, from what I understand, Susie, the way you teach is cutting-edge consciousness technology. Is this all about marrying the right and left hemispheres of the brain? And can you explain what this union is about?
It's about balance and empowerment. And when we do merge the two hemispheres, we become coherent. We experience accelerated learning and genius. Dysfunctional negative states disappear. We experience vitality and joie de vivre. We connect to our best self and all the synchronicities occur. So yes, that is key.
And you stress that the use of such techniques starts to activate the 95% of the brain that scientists tell us lie dormant. In other words, we can consciously invoke our genius. Is this something we're all capable of achieving, do you think?
It definitely is, but it takes hard work and discipline. So if you're prepared to put in the hard work and be disciplined and be humble and learn, yes, it truly is possible.
So we all have potential.
Yeah.
Now, Susie, what's the common theme, do you think, that you've learnt from all the ancient wisdom, such as the Hopi Indians and other such cultures, to help with our spiritual transformation in today's world?
Well, from all the research I've done, and this is copious masses, every spiritual tradition on Earth shares the same core theme of unconditional love. And they developed this to include selfless service through unconditional love. You know, treat our neighbours as we would wish to be treated. That's it.
Fantastic. And lastly, Susie, if each of us are responsible for creating our reality and that of our world, what would you suggest to us to make a start with that, which could really tip the scales with raising human consciousness?
Well, returning to love is a simple answer. And I'll share another story with you that comes to mind. An old Cherokee elder was talking with his grandson about two energies fighting within him, a bad spirit and a good spirit. And wide-eyed, the grandson asked, "So who's going to win?" And the reply was, "Well, whichever one I feed." So by applying great self-discipline and diligence to all the methods of spiritual unfoldment defined in the PSA Life Mastery teachings and shared in my workshops, events, books, anyone can learn to starve the victim, the judge, the parasite that fear is. It's this fear within denied that has caused all the chaos in our lives and on our planet. And we can all learn to refocus, to consciously feed only the hero, our kind of embryo god, goddess self that's waiting to be reborn. And when we are this hero, our best self, we create our best destiny and our best world. And my teachings show people everything they need to know in order to understand how and be this. It's truly that simple, Amanda. It really, truly is. Thanks for having me on your show, and I really wish you every success with this incredible work you're doing. Thank you.
Oh, bless you, Susie. Thank you so much. It's been fantastic having you on the show today, and a great pleasure to have someone so driven and inspirational to share your thoughts with us and, of course, all the projects you're involved in. And if anyone wants to find out more about Susie's workshops, events or projects, you can find all her details on her website, which is on my homepage on My Spirit Radio. Many thanks, Susie, and best of luck with all your projects. And I'll see you in November at the Earth Alchemy Project.
I can hardly wait. Thank you.
Bless you. Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
The Amanda Hart Show, in association with New Level Fitness. Energize your body, empower the soul, and awaken the mind. Call 0792004758 or visit www.newlevelfitness.com and start changing your world from within. You're listening to MySpiritRadio.com.
Only our compassion and your loving kindness are invincible and without limit. Author, Thich Nhat Hanh.
Between all our shows, My Spirit Radio is filled with positive affirmations and inspirations to help inspire you to fulfill your potential. Inspirations are thoughts, either spoken or written, by people well known for their powers of thought and spirituality, such as Buddha, Gandhi, and Aristotle. The affirmations are statements of acceptance that you focus on to help manifest your destiny. To use the affirmations, listen to them carefully and repeat them before sleeping and on waking. Believe in them and use them to dwell in on your meditations. They will create a strong positive link in your mind and help enable you to make them come true in your life.